This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. The death toll in stampede at a political rally in Karur, Tamil Nadu, has risen to 39. More than 50 people have been admitted to various hospitals following injury. More than 23 are receiving treatment at ICU. Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin has announced 10 lakh rupees ex gratia for the families of those who lost their lives in the stampede yesterday. Those undergoing treatment in ICU will be given 1 lakh rupees. The Chief Minister also announced one member commission led by retired High Court Judge Justice Aruna Jagadishan to inquire into the incident. The centre has sought a report from the state government on the incident. The rally was organised by actor-politician Vijay's Tamaraga Vetri Karagam. Actor Vijay has expressed condolences to the family of the bereaved. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed their anguish at the tragic loss of lives in the stampede. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 126th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, AIR News website and the News On Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has stated that India has a neighbour that is an epicentre of global terrorism and it has confronted the challenge of terrorism since independence. In his address at the general debate of the 80th session of the UN General Assembly, Dr. Jaishankar underlined that for decades now, major international terrorist attacks are traced back to that one country. He said India exercised its right to defend its people against terrorism and brought its organizers and perpetrators to justice.
The most recent example of cross-border barbarism was the murder of innocent tourists in Pahalgam in April this year. India exercised its right to defend its people against terrorism and brought its organizers and perpetrators to justice. Because terrorism is a shared threat, it is essential that there is much deeper international cooperation.
Russia has reiterated its support for India's bid for a permanent seat in the United Nations Security Council, UNSC. At the 80th session of the United Nations General Assembly, UNGA, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov emphasized the need for reform in the UNSC to reflect the current global landscape. He stated that Russia backs India's application for a permanent seat, along with Brazil, to enhance representation from Asia, Africa, and Latin America. With this, Russia became the only permanent member of the UNSC to support India for a permanent seat. In Marathwada region of Maharashtra, four people have died in the past 24 hours, while 205 houses have been partially damaged in raid-related incidents. We have more from our correspondent.
Belsavangi village in Latur was surrounded by the Tiru River cutting off access, but residents were safely shifted. In Dharasiv, six villages lost contact. In Paranda Taluka, over 3,600 people were relocated from 20 villages. Meanwhile, 94,320 cubic of water is being released from Jayakwadi Dam and 80,150 cubic from Sina Kolegaon Dam. Authorities have urged people along river banks to move to safer places. Samarjit Thakur, Akashwani News, Chhatrapati Sambhajinagar.
In cricket, arch rivals India and Pakistan will face off in the Asia Cup final in Dubai today. The match will start at 8 p.m. IST. This will be the first India versus Pakistan final in Asia Cup history across 17 editions and 41 years. India, the most successful side in the competition with 8 titles, arrive as defending champions after their 2023 ODI triumph. This will be the third meeting between the two sides in this edition. In the head-to-head, India dominates T20I rivalry with 11 wins to Pakistan's 3, while one match ended in a tie. At Dubai, the record is closer at 3-2 in India's favour. And that is the end of this news bulletin.